glad you're back with us. It's just great to have Andy Schechtman, president of Miles Franklin. Andy, I understand you have something interesting in the cryptosphere tied in with precious metals.
Very proud, Sovereign Bullion International. Of course, it will be, I guess you could call it, powered by Miles Franklin. And in conjunction with the folks out of Toronto and Carlsbad, California, Sprott. The program, for lack of a better definition, would be digital gold held at the Royal Canadian Mint, validated on a distributed ledger blockchain, verified by the RCM, which by extension is the Canadian government. Now at this point, there's nothing tokenized with this program, albeit perhaps that's in the future. Similar to, I guess you could think of it as a warehouse receipt, where custody is denoted immutably, cryptographically, on a distributed ledger. And the Canadian government stands behind the veracity of this ledger. And then in terms of the end game, to me, you can have the greatest digital anything, but if you're not able to convert it and take possession, what good is it? And so the back end of this program is the ability to take possession in any product that we sell as a distribution or a liquidation from the account out of the RCM.
It's clearly very creative and I'm sure tremendous effort on your part and that of your team. However, there's going to be detractors who will say I'm remiss if I don't point out the lack of decentralization here. That does not diminish your project in any way, but we do want our listeners to understand, obviously, without a token, you're completely reliant on a centralized authority. There's a little more transparency. We've got a blockchain. We have a distributed ledger to count on. That's the future. You're ahead of everyone else. You're ahead of the curve. You're still centralized.
So you're correct. Canadian government standing behind the centralized ledger. And I could see how the detractors would feel that way. It is a step in the right direction. And albeit we would like to ultimately find a solution for decentralization. And that's something that's in the works. But one step at a time, first laying the rails, if you will, or the foundation to even have that discussion, which is something that I do believe will transpire.
Let's talk a bit about who controls the reins here. The backing of the Royal Canadian government, that's interesting. The idea of not finding out that five whales don't control 85% of the pre-mined tokens. Everybody's ranting and raving about decentralization, but we all know a tiny fraction of 1% of people control something like 80 or 90% of Bitcoin. Because most of these currencies are either pre-mined or have huge incentives offered to the early adopters and investors, the deep pockets. So let's talk about your concept versus that failing model.
Well, our concept has a governor, if you will, as a one-to-one backing on every single credit that is issued, and that would be the model we would follow on a decentralized version as well, where every token would then issued would then be backed one-to-one with an ounce of gold. So while it may conceivably trade at a premium at some point, it would still have the backing of one-to-one gold. So the issuance of tokens, if we get to that point, would be limited to the amount of gold that was held at the RCM.
Let's say I'm, John Q. investor here. Tell me how it can benefit me to have this transparency, this blockchain tied in with my precious metals investment.
Some of the benefits would be obviously not having a whole bunch of gold under your roof, having the ability to have it held somewhere safe, validated by a sovereign government. For a lot of people who own a significant portion of their wealth in gold, they have a hard time collateralizing their value or their wealth, trying to buy a new home, trying to show the bank what assets you have. This is a QSIP registered product where it could fit nicely into a portfolio from an advisory standpoint, or it could also, because it is validated on a blockchain and verified by the Canadian government, could be collateralized or at least verified asset as it pertains to any type of transactions where a collateralized value would need to be determined. The bottom line is this. I'm still old school enough to realize that physical possession trumps all else. And if we're going to look at how something like this works, it has to be held by a trusted entity and backed and verified by a trusted entity. And so, in a world of imperfect choices, the RCM and the Canadian government, to me, is as good as you're going to find. And when we look at all of these other forms of cryptos, so many of them, so few of them are actually backed by anything. This is a one-to-one relationship. And I think really what it is a less expensive way to own precious metals, less friction, if you will. It is a very convenient way to own precious metals. Quite frankly, you know, the bottom line, Chris, is that we feel that this is the beginning of a new trend in the marketplace. And so more than anything, we are entering into this optimistically that this will probably change our business on many levels. Quite frankly, I believe that within a very short period of time, we will be offering individual coins on this program, not just ounces of gold.
Clarify, when you say offering individual coins, are we talking tokens or actual?
Actual items, American Eagles, Canadian Maple, that kind of, it's kind of moving to that direction. The backers, the financial backers in this program, one of which is Goldcorp and American Barrick and Sprott. So as you can tell, even the miners are looking at this as a way to bring their product transparently to the market. So I think that a lot of this is new, and a lot of, especially for us in the hard asset industry, have gone along kicking and screaming, Chris, and trying to legitimize what we do while ignoring, if we will, the trend, which has now become so glaring that we can no longer ignore it. Right now are of less cost, more convenience, collateralization, those kinds of things. It may not be enough to make people say, look, I'll just rather have gold held in our Brink storage.
There will always be a component of any group of investors who would like to have the option to collateralize, which is making your funds available for further financing. So, for instance, let's say you have some other precious metals that you're holding with Miles or you're holding with Brinks. I don't want to sell this because I'm holding it long term, but I'd also like to have the ability to purchase a condo in Miami Beach or Puerto Rico. For this affluent investor, it opens up new options, reasonable options, with the added benefit of transparency from the Canadian government. That's your selling point.
Contact information, andy@milesfranklin.com, 1-800-822-8080. Minnesota, our home state, being the only state in America to regulate the precious metals industry, that's important. Federally non-regulated industry, don't forget that. Very, very important. The real credit to this program, however, I can't take all the credit. I have to acknowledge the folks at Sprott. The folks at Sprott really have been the driving force behind this program, and we are just really thrilled to have been asked to be a big part of it. But any questions, please feel free to direct them directly to me at andy@milesfranklin.com. This program should be fully launched within the next, I would think, 4 to 5 weeks, 6 on the outside. And so there are a few things that I'm not able to completely articulate on. I don't mean to be dancing around the specifics, but 4 to 5 weeks we should be launched. There'll be plenty of information, and hopefully I'll come back right around the time that we launch it and give you the 411 as it pertains to the whole thing. I talked about this with you last time I was on your show. Right now, the $20 gold pieces and the $10 gold pieces are the absolute cheapest I've ever seen them in 29 years of running my company. AU grade and XF grade $20 liberties are just a few dollars over gold spot. In fact, we've been running a special for 20 or more extra fine 20 liberties at $1 over gold spot. In all the years I've done this, I've never seen anything close to that. Not even close to that. There are anomalies and disconnections all over the place. And maybe the crypto space has something to do with that, as the metals industry has witnessed a good deal of selling over the last year, opening up, I believe, as good of a buying opportunity in just about any product that we sell as I've ever seen in 3 decades. I don't say that flippantly. To be able to offer a $20 gold piece at $1 over the price of gold spot is absolutely ridiculous, something I never thought I'd ever see. So while our focus is trends and moving forward with the future, we also never lose focus of what got us here, and that's the physical holding of precious metals. And for those of your listeners that still have the desire to do so. They're really amazing opportunities.
For our new listeners, I want to make it clear what Andy and the folks at Miles are offering, a maybe once in an investment lifetime opportunity to pick up these numismatic gold coins, essentially the same ounce for ounce of gold, but you receive it in a hermetically sealed PCGS rating standard. That's the top rating standard of collectible gold coins.
Thank you. You take care, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.